Well, thanks for being with me.
You bet. It's my pleasure.
So school is starting this week in the Roaring Fork School District. As kids, you know, start going to class, what's new this year?
You know, last year we went through an extensive visioning and strategic planning process where we were very fortunate to have over 1,000 members of the community. We had students participate, we had business community members, but I think it's a chance to really articulate specifically what are those things that we value as a community and that we really want to make sure are true for our students and are characterized as attributes that people would find in our schools. So, of course, things like high academic achievement and wanting kids to be college and career ready. Another new thing that we're really working on are those habits of a scholar and character development. So our students will not only have a grade point average, but they'll have a character point average that will follow them through school. Because we know those character traits such as work ethic, responsibility, respect, those executive functioning skills, being able to organize your time, set goals, etc. Those are the things that really do make a difference over time.
So how do you teach that in the classroom? How do you teach character skills?
Well, I think it's about reinforcing it day in and day out. Like if you walk into Basalt Middle School, each of their hallways is, you know, Persistence Parkway or Determination Drive, those kinds of things that send the message that smart isn't something that you are, it's something you get through your own hard work and determination. And then if you make a mistake, doesn't mean you can't do something. It means it's an opportunity to learn how to do it and to work harder. So it's reinforcing those messages.
Another change this school year is testing. The district is moving from TCAP tests to another test. What will the TCAP be replaced with, and you know, how will that look different?
States across the union got together with the Governor's Association and the Chief State School Officers to develop Common Core state standards. And Colorado did not completely adopt all of the Common Core, but they incorporated those into their newly adopted standards. So what we're doing is we are joined in the PARC consortium, which is one of the two national testing consortiums. But the idea here is that we'll be able to say, not only how are our kids in Roaring Fork School District doing in relation to Colorado kids, but how are Colorado kids doing in relation to Massachusetts kids?
One, how are the questions within these PARC assessments different than, say, the old Scantron, you know, fill in the bubble kind of tests?
Well, there certainly is some bubbling involved, but they're much more about, you know, answering a question, articulating your reasoning, that kind of thing. And what that shows is really a new generation of testing. You know, the first year for CSEP was in 1997. So that's a long time for a test. And although it's been revised a little over time, and then certainly as we went to the transitional test the last couple of years, it really hasn't gone into a new age of testing. And this will represent that.
Who will take this test? You know, is it all grades? And also, is there too much testing going on during the school year?
About 3% of the school year is spent on assessment. And people often say, well, that doesn't include the preparation. But I feel like the preparation itself is high quality instruction. When students have strong skills, the test kind of takes care of itself. In the state of Colorado, we will test grades 3rd grade through 11th grade in reading, writing, and mathematics. Then there will be a social studies assessment in the you know, one grade in elementary, one grade in middle school, one grade in high school, and then a science test in, you know, one in each of the 3 grade configurations. And I think it's a great question. I think one we'll see explore it again and again is there too much testing? And we'll have to really, I think, struggle over time to say what's the right balance of that.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.